The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Carolyn Kaufman. She's a mindset coach, and her business is called Without the Weight. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so glad you could join us. So Carolyn and I met at a conference for the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where we both received certification, and she just had the most amazing story and the most amazing energy, and I have been waiting months to get her on the show. So I'm so excited to have you here today.
Yeah, it's great that we can finally make it happen.
Absolutely. So, all right, well, let's dive in. And let's just start with, you know, you can go ahead and just tell people a little bit about the illness that you've been dealing with and how this all developed for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So a few years ago, I was really sick. I have multiple sclerosis, and if you don't know what that is, it's an autoimmune disease that affects your brain and your spinal cord. So whenever my immune system becomes inflamed, it attacks itself, creating damage along the fatty covering around your nerves. So anytime a message needs to get from your brain or your spine to the rest of your body to tell it what to do, that's anything from to walk, to talk, to chew, to move your fingers. Everything that you do physically is controlled by your brain and spine. And if those messages can't get through properly, then it can't tell your body what to do. So my legs may be strong enough, but if there's damage along the nerve pathway, then the message won't get through to tell my legs to be able to walk. So a few years ago, I was really sick. And I was in severe chronic pain. I was walking with a cane. I was on disability, and I wasn't even 25 years old yet.
Wow.
The struggle was too real. yeah. Aggressively real. And my biggest issue at the time was really that it wasn't just the MS. It was learning how to care for myself, because at the time, I weighed well over 300 pounds, and when I had a big flare-up where I lost the ability to walk, I realized that it would take multiple people to come lift me out of my second-story apartment, and what the implications of my weight were on my illness, and that's what really pushed me in a corner to start making some changes.
So what led to like your rock bottom moment? What was that like?
Yeah, so I had already been struggling with my health, and I was kind of this poster child for MS, really. I had very clear-cut symptoms. I would go to the doctor, and they would ask me if I had had certain symptoms because of how the damage was on my brain and spine. Like, they could tell what symptoms I were having without even having to tell them myself. And so I was having a lot of severe daily symptoms, and I was using a lot of prescription medications to overcome the daily symptoms, not just the medication to manage my illness. And I remember I got really weak in my right side, and I was fully dependent on a cane, and that was the first time that had happened. So it had been a few weeks, and I was really struggling with it mentally. And so I was in my apartment, and I was cleaning, and I put my cane down and tried cleaning without it, like kind of hobbling around, and I had something to prove. you know. I couldn't accept that I was that sick, that I really needed that cane at such a young age. And I was definitely freaking out a little bit. And so I ended up collapsing on my living room floor. And that's when I had that revelation that because of my weight, I was not going to be able to live the life that I wanted to live, that life that I see in my brain for myself, that we all have this ideal version of ourselves that we see. And sitting on my living room floor, I realized that I was never going to get there if I didn't make drastic changes that came from myself instead of from what everyone else was telling me to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, your story gets me every time. I remember being in that situation, you know, a different situation, but similar feelings, right? Of just realizing I was at the lowest point that I could possibly imagine. I didn't know how I was going to lift myself up figuratively and otherwise, really. And no one was coming to save me. You know, I had to figure it out myself. No one else had the answers for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that night So I never called for help, and I laid on the floor for God knows how long. But eventually I pulled myself to bed, and I went to bed that night, and I woke up the next morning, and I kind of remembered what had happened. But immediately there was this thought in my head. It was just so loud, and it just said, Carolyn, people do amazing things every single day. You see it on YouTube. You see it on TV. You see it sometimes in person. People do amazing things every single day. Why not you? And that became this mantra for me. And I just repeated it to myself over and over and over again. Why not you? Why not you? And just bringing me back to that understanding that I'm no different than anyone else, just like anyone else is no different than me. If they can do it, I can do it too.
Amen to that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's powerful. So, all right, tell me, you know, so you have this realization. What did you do next? How did you start to overcome the struggles that you were dealing with?
Yeah, so that was a weird time in my life because I was moving out of my apartment, and I needed to move in with my parents because I could barely walk, and I couldn't feel my right arm or my right hand, so I couldn't really do much. So I moved into their apartment. And
I just want to like pause for a second to really like process that, because, you know, you're not quite 25 years old at this point, right?
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, a time when most people are going out and really asserting their independence and start and you're having to take this step back, which had to be really difficult.
Yeah, it felt like starting at zero. Mm. And as difficult as that was at the time, now I understand that by starting at zero, I was able to build myself into the person that I get to be now, which I probably never would have become this person without that. So now I can really have a lot of gratitude for it, but at the time it was very difficult.
So you took this step and you moved in with your parents, right? And you were in this transitional phase?
And yeah, they actually, my parents are, you know, in their 60s, and they had to come over and they had to pack up all of my stuff. And they moved me into their apartment. And after I was, they have a one-bedroom apartment on the beach in Miami Beach. And so I was just staying on their couch, which isn't great for healing, as we all know, because it's not real rest. So they tend to come to Boston every summer. So my doctor gave them the okay for them to come, and they actually left. And I moved into their bedroom, and then I lived there alone for a few months and just focused every ounce of energy I had on healing.
And so one of the things when we were kind of talking before the interview, exchanging thoughts, and one thing that you said that I thought was really amazing and great perspective was slowing down your thoughts to speed up your success. Can you tell us a little bit more about that part of this equation?
Yeah, and that actually fits in perfectly right here to this part of the story too, because by being in that apartment and being able to be so close to the ocean, which really was, you know, bringing me really close to nature. And I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't have anything to do. I was on disability. All of my friends knew that I was sick, and I was in an inconvenient location to where they were, so it's not like I had a lot of visitors. So it allowed me really to just be slow. For the first time in my life, I didn't have any obligations. All I had to do was this one thing. I just had to learn how to heal myself. And by adopting this single-pointed focus and focusing on stress management and focusing on relaxation and treating my body with love and care and kindness, all of a sudden, my success just started booming because I was able to actually accomplish things where before I would get involved in a lot of different projects and kind of burn out, and I didn't really have the energy in my head or the clear-headedness, you know, that clear-headedness that you need to be able to be successful. And so working on my mindset really changed the game completely for me.
It is. It is a game changer. Absolutely. It all starts in our head. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to dive in a little deeper with you on some of the steps that you took in your kind of your wellness plan and, you know, what things look like for you now. And you're doing some amazing things. I want to talk about some of these bucket list items that you're checking off, but we're just about to break. So I'm actually going to go ahead and take us to break. And then when we come back, we will dive in a little deeper with Carolyn Kaufman of Without the Weight. This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM, and we are back with Carolyn Kaufman. She's a mindset coach and a survivor of MS, and her business is called Without the Weight, and welcome back, Carolyn.
Thank you so much.
So we talked a little bit about, kind of your rock bottom moment and what drove you to want to make some of these changes that have now helped you to regain your health, and I'd love it if you would dive into some examples of steps that you took.
Yeah, absolutely. So I ended up coming across, I did a ton of research on how to heal your body naturally. My degree is in holistic psychology from Lesley University in Boston. And so I knew that holistic practices were, you know, possible. I just, there was always this hanging skepticism. I don't know where that came from, but I still really trusted in just doing exactly what my doctor said, but I realized that it just wasn't enough, you know? Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing a lot of research, and I found a wellness program that had a 50-year longitudinal study for people with MS backing it. And so I just figured that it was worth the try. And it had a very strict diet routine, but strict in the sense of, you know, we have a lot of foods that are made out of chemicals and processed and things like that. So it's kind of just getting rid of the toxic stuff and including foods that are natural, that are healing, that human beings have eaten forever until we started mass producing and processing our food. So I started that diet routine in just slow, small steps, you know, I couldn't even cut out dairy all the way in the beginning. I just went to non-fat, and then I eventually cut out dairy. And I couldn't really walk, so I had a cane. I could get myself to the supermarket once a week, and I would be exhausted afterwards. And then I just stayed in the apartment or on the balcony looking at the beach. And as I went through that, just starting the diet alone, I lost 12 pounds the first week.
That had to feel pretty great. I mean, that's a big loss.
It was a big loss. I mean, at the time, like I said, my biggest weight was 360 pounds. Mm-hmm. So 12 pounds was such a small percentage, but to see such a big jump from the very beginning, it just showed me that this was what my body needed. And I knew that I was making the right move because it's scary to change.
Absolutely.
It's
Been there.
It's definitely scary to make changes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And most people understand that. But when you make a change and then there's immediate validation that it was the right choice, it felt really good. And it didn't even feel hard because everything I was eating was so nutritious that it was actually filling me up, where McDonald's or what have you wasn't really doing that for me before.
And that's an important point. Empty calories and processed foods, you have to eat so much more of them to feel satisfied. So yeah, a lot of people that I start working with, and I'm sure you probably deal with this as well, they're like, oh my gosh, that's all I'm going to eat, just vegetables and meat and whatever. And it's really not that hard, like you said.
Yeah, well, your body wants to get certain nutrients. And then when you eat food that is empty of nutrients, your body still craves those nutrients because that's what it's looking for to survive. So that's why you'll continually get hungry and feel that need to binge eat and things like that, because your body's feeling so restricted by not getting what it needs to exist.
100%. So what is your diet and lifestyle? You know, what are some of the other changes that you've made? What does your life look like now in terms of those things?
So now, my diet and lifestyle is so different than how it ever was before. I eat a very, it's not a minimal diet, but, you know, I don't do gluten, I don't do dairy, I don't do refined sugars, I actually don't eat meat. It's very simple. I do get a lot of different variety of foods, but it's not, you know, burgers and fries and all of that anymore. It's definitely been a challenge, but I noticed through my journey as I was going, about half a year after I lost walking, because I made these slow, small steps, and this has now been 4 years since then, so obviously my diet now looks drastically different than it did even when I first started, but through that time, like I said, less than half a year later, I rode in a bike marathon. And then after that, like, things just started picking up. And I started having this understanding, like I said about MS earlier, with how your actions are all a response to messages from your brain and spine. I realized that if your physical abilities come from that, then your thoughts, feelings, insecurities, judgments all travel along those same neural pathways, telling your body what to do. Your body's just a computer. Your brain is the hard drive. So it doesn't know what's right or wrong. All it knows is what you're telling it, and that's how it can act. And so I started focusing all of my intention on just almost like swimming in positivity. Everything I listened to, everything I watched, I turned off my TV. I started listening to motivational speeches, and I started reading books that were, you know, more positive or that gave me more ideas of what I could be doing for healing. And I started changing the way I talk to myself, and I stopped allowing other people to talk to me certain ways, and, you know, looking for all that positivity in my life and creating boundaries around what I needed to do to heal myself. And through that process of self-love and taking care of myself, and being genuine and honest with what I needed, I started moving in a direction to live this fulfilling life that I wanted to live. So that's kind of what I'm doing now, is I help people do life design work. And I call myself a mindset coach because that mental component of designing the goal and understanding why it's so important, and then how to position yourself to start achieving it. Those all come from different mindset techniques, even though I still do work with all my clients on what foods they eat and how they exercise and how intensely they exercise, and all of those things contribute to self-love and self-care. But you wouldn't work that hard for someone you don't care about. So you need to develop that self-love within yourself. And that's a lot of work, and sometimes we need a little help.
So true. That is so true. And you do such wonderful work, and you're one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram, not only because of the work that you're doing, but also because of the positivity and encouragement and all of the great things that you're always just putting good messages out into the world. And you're checking off so many awesome bucket list items over the last few years. Can we just talk about that, by the way? Let's circle back to that.
Sure. So I posted something yesterday on Instagram where I was like, this is the coolest part of my story. It's right now I've lost, it's right between 145 and 150 pounds. And I've eliminated all of the symptoms of my MS. So I still have the disease, but I don't have the daily symptoms anymore like I used to. I don't use a cane. I don't have any pain anymore. So I'm in a really good health situation right now. And as soon as that started happening and I was getting better, I realized that if I were going to have a second chance at being healthy and about living a life or living in this life, that I was going to design it the way I wanted it to be, because being that sick was so awful. And if I can create my life to be that ideal version that I see in my head, that's my guide, that's my map, that's my end goal, where I'm going. And so I decided to start, I made a bucket list and I started doing things to check that off. So I quit my job and I visited Machu Picchu. I just spent all my savings, went to Machu Picchu. I've done a silent meditation retreat. Like I said, I rode in a bike marathon. I learned to hula hoop, which was a surprisingly big bucket list item for me. I'm not sure why.
That's awesome.
A couple of months ago, I was able to go to Europe. It's just, once you start doing the things that you want to do and fulfilling that part of your soul and doing that, as I said again, being happy and fulfilling your soul is really part of self-care. And so even if you can't do these big things, even if you can't quit your job and go to Machu Picchu, even if you can't go to Europe, you can do smaller things like learn how to hula hoop, or, you know, I really wanted to ride in the front row of a roller coaster because I couldn't fit in a regular roller coaster seat before. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing that. I mean, there's so many smaller things that we can do and build, but once you start doing them, it attracts more and more into your life, because we're all just energy at our core, and the way that we manipulate our actions through our thoughts manipulates the energy within us and around us.
Well said. Well said. That is so cool. So I guess we're getting close to time for the show, and I wanted to give you an opportunity, though. Are there any other success stories that you want to share from your program? We've heard your amazing success story, I think, you know, stands far and apart. That's amazing. So congratulations on everything. But anything else that you want to share from maybe some of the work that you've been doing?
Sure, yeah. I mean, all of my clients have such different goals and things that they're working for, but it's so interesting because the one thing that I've seen in all of my clients is that if I move with them in slow, small steps that feel attainable, like, yes, they may be a little challenging, but, you know, they're attainable, and through making those changes, they just start coming to me, and they'll tell me, I had a client come and tell me that she just was quitting drinking because she just simply didn't need it anymore. And that was a big thing for her, was drinking, and she drank fairly often. And seeing that reminded me so much of my journey and how when you just start putting the slow, small action steps and let them build, everything else just falls into line and it becomes as easy as breathing. Taking care of yourself just seems natural. I had another client who struggles with a few different illnesses, and together, despite his medications and things like that, he's been able to lose about 12 pounds in the last 3 months, and it's been slow, small steps, but his goal is a little less than 30, and so we're halfway there. And I'm really proud of him for the work that he's put in, because it's difficult when you have an illness. It's difficult when you have different challenges. But I know that if I can do it, anyone else can do it too. And so those are the big successes that I like to see. It's the slow, small changes that turn into permanent, long-lasting results.
That's awesome. So yeah. I would love it if you would share your contact info for anyone that's maybe inspired to reach out to you.
Absolutely, yeah. So first and foremost, I would love anyone to follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is Without the Weight. That's W-E-I-G-H-T. It's supposed to emphasize living without the weight physically, mentally, or emotionally. So you can find me there. You can also find me on my website, withouttheweight.com, or you can email me at carolyn@withouttheweight.com.
And you do want to follow, if anyone that's listening, you want to follow Carolyn. She lights up my life and she'll light yours up too. So thank you for being on the show today, Carolyn. I really appreciate you. Carolyn Kaufman with Without the Weight. And let's do it again sometime, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information from me or about my health coaching, please contact me online at amandalaplante.com or through Facebook at Get Real to Heal. Have a great day.